Authoritarian Sociopathy, Toward a Renegade Psychological Experiment. Chapter 2, The Milgram Experiment. Yale University psychologist Stanley Milgram designed his experiment to measure the willingness of people to obey unethical orders from an authority figure. His shocking results were first described in 1963 in the Journal of Abnormal and Social Psychology, and then in 1974 he published a deeper analysis in his book, Obedience to Authority, An Experimental View. Milgram also created a documentary film titled simply Obedience. The experiments began in 1961 and were repeated numerous times in multiple variations with consistent results. Experiment participants were divided into teachers and learners and placed in separate rooms. They could hear each other, but they could not see each other. The experimenter instructed the teacher to read questions to the learner and, if they answered incorrectly, to administer a painful electric shock of ever-increasing voltage. The teachers were unaware that the learners were actually confederates of the experiment. The electroshocks were fake, and the reactions were pre-recorded. The teachers were the actual subjects of the experiment. After a few volt increases, the learner began to object, to bang on the wall, and in one variation, to complain about a heart condition. After some time, the learner would go silent. Every subject indicated a desire to halt the experiment, at which time the experimenter gave them a series of four verbal prods. Please continue. The experiment requires that you continue. It is absolutely essential that you continue. And you have no other choice. You must go on. If asked, the experimenter also told the subject that the shocks would not cause permanent tissue damage and that the experiment must continue whether the learner likes it or not. Some subjects began to laugh nervously. Others offered to refund the money they were paid for participating in the experiment. Some exhibited signs of extreme stress once they heard the screams of pain coming from the learner. But the majority continued without hesitation after being told they would be absolved of responsibility. None of the subjects insisted that the experiment itself be terminated or personally checked on the health of the learner. The experiment ended when the subject either insisted on stopping after all four verbal prods or they had given the learner the maximum shock three times. Milgram's contemporaries predicted that only 1-3% of subjects would administer a lethal shock, but were utterly astonished when 65% of subjects administered the experiment's maximum massive 450-volt shock. Other psychologists performed numerous variations of the experiment throughout the world, including versions designed to test groups, but always with similar results. The vast majority of subjects, in all variations, were willing to deliver a lethal jolt of electricity to a complete stranger based on nothing but the verbal prodding of an authority figure in a lab coat.